All right. You are listening to Green Left Radio. And on the line, we are very happy to have David Ball, who is the Assistant Secretary of the MUA Victorian branch. And currently, there's actually going to be a kind of a rally where that the MUA is organising based on a negotiation with the company, the Switzer, or if I'm pronouncing it kind of correctly. And yeah, Dave, we're going to have a bit of a discussion a bit about the dispute. So maybe we'll pass on to Leo to sort of ask the first question to start us off.
Hey, David, thanks so much for joining us this morning. My question is just around the context and the background of this dispute. Could you elaborate on why this dispute is happening, why the action at midday today is happening, and what exactly Switzer has done to elicit this sort of response from the MUA.
Thanks, Leo. Thanks. G'day, Leo and Jacob. Great to be on your program. Yeah, so Switzer are the largest towage company in Australia. They operate out of over about 23 ports. They employ around 1,000 maritime people, and there's three different unions on a tugboat. There's the officers' union, the engineers' union, and the MUA. Obviously, we represent the MUA. So we've been negotiating an EBA for over 2 years with Switzer. In February last year, we nearly had an agreement, and then COVID hit. Switzer used COVID as an excuse to stop negotiations, and when we got back to the table, which was via Zoom and Teams, which is not a great way to negotiate, they had 30 new claims that they put on the table. They were 30 union-busting claims, and obviously unacceptable to the MUA and the other two unions. So ever since then, we've been at loggerheads, and we just can't get an agreement up. And they also, during that period of time, made the entire Geelong workforce redundant. That was done in an underhanded way. They developed a company while negotiations were taking place with that Geelong workforce. So we didn't know what was happening. They made the entire Geelong workforce redundant, and they've re-entered the port of Geelong with a labour hire company called Strategic Workplace Solutions. They're trying to get crew. I believe they're having trouble getting crew, which is good because you wouldn't imagine that that would be a great place to work, taking the jobs of family people from Geelong. But so that's happened as well. So, yeah, we're really at war with them at the moment. And at 12 o'clock today, the Victorian MUA members who work in the towage industry are going to walk off the job for 12 hours, taking protected industrial action. And we're going to have a rally down at the bottom of Coringal Way out the front of the Switzer workplace, and we're really looking forward to having all the other unions and activists support us.
Yeah, and I want to go back and ask what, in terms of like the conditions that I guess workers who are currently facing that are working at this port, and in terms of like what are kind of the type of demands that you are demanding of the company?
We have a pretty good agreement, and we'd be more than happy if Switzer would take their 30 claims off the table. They have taken about a dozen of those claims off the table, but there's a couple of claims that we just can't allow coming to our industry. One of them is, you know, they want to have the ability to bring a casual worker in and only pay them 2 hours pay. You know, that's just unacceptable for our industry. We all our workers do 12-hour shifts. There's no such thing as an hourly rate, really. It's a 12-hour shift, and to go back to 2 hours would just be totally unacceptable. So that's one of the conditions. There is a couple of others, but you know, generally speaking, if we could maintain our current conditions, we'd be very happy.
Mm. And one of the kind of things I want to sort of go into is one of the issues that it's characterised, I guess, a lot of these kind of disputes that the MUA has kind of faced for like the past kind of several kind of years has been, I guess, this kind of issue of automation. That is, the bosses have basically essentially tried to automate a lot of these ports and these workplaces. And of course, the effects have disproportionately been felt on the workers themselves, because essentially with automation, the bosses themselves basically try to use it as excuse to cut working conditions, cut the hours of workers, and also, yeah, cutting, And I kind of want to hear some of your comments on that kind of trend that has been kind of observed in these sort of past several years with these disputes.
Well, problem for our industry, but we have evidence to prove that our members can be a lot more productive than any automated system that is available today. You take the example of VICT down there at WebDoc. It's the most automated port in Australia. The workers at Swanson Dock, East Swanson Dock and West Swanson Dock, have a much higher productivity rate than down there. So even though the boss has been pushing for automation, it seems to be just really a union-busting strategy because it's not about productivity. Fortunately for our tugboat crew, there is a great deal of automation, although I do believe there is some sort of line throwing apparatus being developed, but at the moment, it's not really automated, which is good.
And I want to kind of get maybe, any kind of final comments, I guess, David, that you'll kind of like to make, like how people can demonstrate solidarity with these striking workers, another plug for the action today, because I'm sure some listeners may be able to get along to the action today. And, yeah, any kind of final comments you, I guess, want to make in more generally?
Yeah, thanks for that. So the action is at 12 o'clock today at Coringle Way in Port Melbourne, and we'd appreciate everyone who could find the time to come down and meet us. The mother company of Svitzer is Maersk Shipping, one of the biggest shipping companies in the world. Maersk Shipping have an office at 600 Bourke Street, Melbourne. The action this week's out the front of Svitzer. The action next week will be out the front of Bourke Street, out the front of Maersk Shipping in Melbourne. So look forward to that one. We have got Fremantle Port taking action next week. They've actually gone to two 24-hour strikes, so it's really gearing up around the country. Really looking forward to it. What we really want is an agreement with Svitzer, and we want our Geelong workforce put back into place and get those people that shouldn't be there out of the port.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. And, yes, I'll definitely see you down at the action today. I'm going to be attending there. And, yeah, best of luck and solidarity with your struggle.